I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. While admiring tomato fruits in my garden recently, I stumbled upon damage on the tops of the plants. They were defoliated almost like a deer had munched on them, and the fruit were chewed too. After closer inspection, I came face to face with the tomato hornworm. This time of year, tomato hornworms are attacking tomatoes, nicotiana, peppers, and solanaceous weeds. This caterpillar can grow up to 6 inches long and is round like a cigar. It's actually the larval form of a gray-brown hummingbird or sphinx moth that we often see buzzing around flowers in summer. With a 4 to 5 inch wingspan, this moth is pretty obvious. With our hot summer this year, hornworms have been out in force earlier than normal. Since they're well camouflaged, it's often shocking to run into a tomato hornworm on a tomato branch munching away. I can swear I can almost hear them crunching on the leaves and fruits with their sharp teeth. Actually, they aren't harmful to us, but can defoliate a plant and damage young fruits. To control this green pest, handpick individuals and drop them into a pail of soapy water. For big infestations, you can also spray Bacillus thuringiensis or thuricide on the plants to kill them. Of course, you can grill up a batch of fried green tomato hornworms for dinner, or you can just feed them to your chickens. If you happen to see white protrusions on the back of your hornworm, leave it. These are the cocoons of a braconid wasp. It's a parasitic wasp that will kill the hornworm once they hatch and infect more hornworms. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about asters. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.